Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chaf in Maseches Bava Kamma, is the 1411th daf in Shas. Our daf is a packed daf. We're going to begin on Yutes Amud Beis with the Mishnah of Ketzad Hashem Moedes Lecholas Aroila. Of course, Shein, according to the opinion of Shmuel, is one of the four Avos Nezikin. It's Mave. And we are finally going to spell out many of the details in the Mishnah for the first time in regards to the halachos of Shein. That will occupy most of Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. We'll also get involved in a beautiful sugya on the bottom of Chaf Amud Aleph, famous sugya of Zenene Vizelo Chaser. What happens if someone derives benefit from someone else's property, but the individual who owns the property is not losing any money? And finally, on Chaf Amud Beis, we're going to have the sugya of Makif Chavero Mishalosh Ruchosav, 10 lines in. In a case where there is a wall that is surrounding Shimon's property on three sides, and there is a discussion to build a fourth wall, who pays for that fourth wall is going to be dependent on the sugya of Zenene Vezelo Chaser. That'll be the sugya on Chaf Amud Beis. But for quite a while, we're going to be discussing the halachos of Shein. So let's Bezer Hashem begin the last narrow line on Yutes Amud Beis. We like to try to start with a new Mishnah. Ketzad Hashem, Muedes Lechol Es Haro'ila. Rashi learns that the Gemara, the Mishnah's question, the Ketzad is read as follows. Ketzad Hashem Muedes. How do you have a Shein that's an instance where Shein is going to be Chayiv like a Muad? Of course, Muad is Chayiv Nezik Shalem. Answers the Mishnah, Lechol Es Haro'ila. When it eats that which is normal for it to eat. In a moment, we're going to have the Mishnah contrast that to an individual, an animal that eats ksus or kalim. Then the halacha is going to be different. Habeima muedes lechol peros v'irakos. An example of that is, of it being normal, is when an animal is a muad, because if it eats fruits and vegetables. Ochol ksus or kalim. But if it eats a garment or utensils, then mishalim chetzi nezek. The Mishnah qualifies, b'medvar ma'murim b'rishus hanizik. That only applies in the rishus hanizik. In other words, the only time your chayiv, Rashi explains that's gzeiras hakasa, the Torah Kedesha says, uvier b'stei acher in Parshas Mishpatim, when we have the chiyuv of Shimon, if his cow Lucy goes into Reuven's field and eats Reuven's produce, that's only if it goes into Reuven's field. However, continues the Mishnah, Avo Bereshus HaRabim, but if it happens in the Bereshus HaRabim, then it's Potter. The Mishnah now qualifies, even though we say the Halach is Bereshus HaRabim, it's going to be Potter. Nevertheless, V'imnenes Mishalemes Mashanenes. Whatever benefit the Behema gets from this achila, that the animal's owner is still going to have to pay. Ketza mishalemes mashenes, what's an example of that? Achla mitoch harchava. If the animal goes into the shuke ha'ir, in other words, to rishus harabim mishalemes mashenes, then it pays that which it had anah. Achla mitoch harchava. However, if it goes into the harchava is see the Arachava is Karen Zavis. It's a small corner on the street, and that's an area where people would have private stores. Then Mishalemes Masha Zeka. So we already see actualized the distinction that our Mishnah was driving at between Bershus HaNizik and Bershus HaRabim. Bershus HaRabim, you're potter from Ezek, but you pay Mashanenis. If it's Bershus HaNizik, and Harchav is like Bershus HaNizik, then you pay the entire damage. What about the opening of the store area? Mi Pesach HaChanus, from the opening of the store area, Mishalemes Mashanenes, the opening of the store area is still considered the Bershus HaRabim, Mitoch HaChanus, Mishalemes Masha Zeka. So that's the fundamental difference between a Bershus HaRabim, where you just pay Mashanenis, in contrast to a Rishus HaYachid, Uvier B'Steyacher, then you pay Masha Zeka. The Gemara is going to delineate a little bit more those distinctions. Zok Dei the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan Hashem, Wedes, Lechol Es Haro'ila, Ketzad. We have a brisa that spells out these halachos. If an animal went into the courtyard of a Nizik, V'achol Eichlin Haru'in La, if it goes into Rishus HaNizik, it pays Nezik Shalim. and also a wild animal that went into the Chatzar Nizik. And Shimon owns not Lucy, this nice docile cow, but a Chaya. What was the name of that gorilla? Hamagi? Something like that. He owns a gorilla. Shenichnas al chatzar nizik v'tarfa behema, and it ate an animal, v'achla, basar, mishalim nezik shalim, then it pays nezik shalim. Upara sha'achla sa'orin, and a cow that eats barley, v'chamor sha'achla karshinin, and a donkey that eats certain types of beans, legumes, whatever it might be, v'kelev shalikek es hashemen, and a dog that licks on oil, v'chazir sha'achla chaticha shel basar, and a chazir that eats meat, mishalmin nezek shalim. In all those cases, that's normal for it to eat, and therefore it pays nezek shalim. Now, Rav Papa qualifies a little bit what we just said, that it's normal for the animal to eat these foods. Rav Papa says that it's not unheard of, but at the same time, it's not common for them to eat it. Chazir normally doesn't dine on steak. Chaticha shel basar. Chazir nibbles, is a chazir a little bit here, and he's a chazir a little bit here. So Amar of Papa, Hashad Amar's komidid lav orchev achalei aideat chak. Those things that's not normal for the animal to eat. And in particular situations, it does. In difficult situations, shmei achila, that's considered achila, as Rav Papa understands the above brisa. Haishunra, a cat, the achal tamri, that eats dates. Vichamra, and a donkey, the achal binisa. Mishalim nezek shalim. Those instances as well, it's not normal for a cat to eat dates, but since it will do it b'shas hadchak, or a donkey that eats a fish, so then in such a case, you pay nezek shalem as well. The Gemara now gives another case of a donkey eating. Ahu chamra d'ochel na'ama, upalse l'sala. So this donkey was nibbling on bread, but not only did it nibble on the bread, it also munched on the basket. So now the shayla is, what's going to be the halach on the basket? For it to eat bread, that's normal. If it's normal, you pay nezek shalim. What about the basket itself? So chayim Rav Yehuda l'shalim nezek shalim. Rav Yehuda said that's normal because when it eats bread, that's normal. Chayim nezek shalim anahama. However, v'asala chatzi nezek. But on the basket, it only pays chatzi nezek. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, as we insinuated, one could have argued that even if it's normal for it to, when it eats bread, it's normal for it to munch on the basket too. It munches normally on the bread, it will also munch on the basket. Says the Gemara, da'acha v'hadar polis. It's not that it munched on the bread. While it was munching on the bread, it was also munching on the basket. It had two different actions. First, it munched on the bread, and then afterwards it munched on the basket. That's not orche, and therefore it pays chetzi nezek. What's the assumption, though? That pas is orche. Says Gemara, pas orche hu? Do we consider eating bread normal? Uramin, I'll ask you a question. Ochla pas ubasa v'tavshil mischalem nezek shalem maylav bibehema. We see that if it eats bread, so then it's not considered normal. Says Gemara, loy b'chaya. We're not talking about a behema like a chamra, but rather we're talking about a chaya like a deer. Says Gemara, chaya b'sar orchehu. Isn't it normal for a deer to eat meat? Answers the Gemara, dematvei. We're talking about a case where it is roasted. Roasted is not normal. Or we could suggest that we're really talking about, the Bryce is also talking about a behema. So if that's so, so why do we say that it's not normal? Ubipsura. And we're talking about where it was sitting on the table, that it's not normal for the animal to jump onto the table. Seems like the Gemara doesn't know the chutzpah of our animals over here in Eretz Yisrael. The cats are constantly jumping onto the table of our picnic table outside in Ramat Beit Shemesh. But must be that in some instances they didn't. Zok Dei Gemara Vayter on the top of Chof Amen Aleph. Ahu Barcha Dechaza Lifta Puma Derana. There was a goat that saw Lefes. Lefes is a type of vegetable, that's lifsa, type of vegetable, that was sitting on the top of the barrel.
Apuma de Dana is on top of a barrel. Sarich Salik, the goat grabbed the barrel by its legs and jumped upon. Achol Lifta Visavra Ladana. He ate the lefes, and in the process he broke the barrel. Chayve Rava Alifsa Va'adona Nezek Shalem. Rava was said that you're Chayiv Nezek Shalem both them. My time, Kimudor Chalimilcha Lifsa, since normal for eating lefes or Chanami Lisrok Ulamasalik. The way it's going to get to it is by breaking the barrel. Now we have a new halacha from Ilfa. Ilfa, of course, is the infamous Tana who claimed that he was better than Rabbi Yochanan, and once they had learned in yeshiva, but they separated, and Ilfa went out to do business, and Rabbi Yochanan stayed in Torah and became one of the Gedolei Adar. We have a few teachings of Ilfa. Amar Ilfa, Behemar Bereshus HaRabim. If you have an animal that's in the Rishus HaRab, Upashta Tzavar, it sticks out its neck, Va'achla Me'algabe Chaverta, and it ate food that had been designated for the other animal. So Lucy sticks her head out, and there was something that had been designated for George the monkey, and Lucy eats it. Upashta Tzavar Va'achla Me'algabe Chaverta, Chayeves, the owner of Lucy is Chayev. Ma'itayma, fascinating chiddush that Ilfa is saying. The Gemara says Ilfa was extremely sharp. Ilfa says like this, that even though the halach is normally if you eat Bereshus HaRabim, really Lucy's baal is going to be potter. However, over here, she's not going to be potter. Because since it's already by George the monkey, that's considered kechotzer anizik. Let's say it's around his neck or it's right in front of him. And let's prove, says the Gemara, Ilfa's position. If there was an animal, if Lucy the cow is walking and she has some items that are kupa, presumably the area that the box that she has to eat from, behind her, upashta tzavara, and another animal sticks out its neck, then the halacha is that the other animal is chayev mashma nezik shalem. Why? Must be because of the svar of Ilfa, that's considered kechatzar anizik. The Gemara suggests, no, lav dafki is a raya. Kida'omar Rava b'koyfetzes, hachinami b'koyfetzes. Just like Rava in another case spoke about an animal that jumped, we could say that we're talking about a case that the animal jumped to eat, and therefore the Brisa wasn't saying that you're chayiv nezek shalem, it was only saying nechatzi nezek, because it's not normal for the animal to jump. Ve'echar di'itma Rava, when did Rava teach this halacha about kofetzas as being chatzi nezek? Ahad amar Rabbi Oishia taught behema b'rishus harabim holchav achla potter, that if you have an animal that's in the rishus harabim that goes and it eats, then Ptura sends Rishus Ram, it's exempt. However, Amdavacha, if it stands up and it eats Chayevis, Gemara needs to clarify. Maishna Holcha d'Orchehu, you're saying that the reason why it's Potter is because it went and that's normal. Amdanami, it's also normal for it to stand up to eat Orchehu. Amarava b'kofetzes. So Rava explained Rabbi Oshia is talking about Kofetzes, and so too that Brisa is also talking about where the animal jumps. Boy, Rabbi Zera, misgalgel mahu. What happens if the animal is rolling around? Hechidami. And then it does hazik. Do we consider that it's nezek shalem, chatzi nezek, or potter? Now we need to explain what's the case of misgalgel. Misgalgel means the animal, Lucy, is the mazik, and she takes food, and she rolls it, she plays with it. So she's rolling around and playing with it, and it goes from one rishus into another. So now, how do we look at it? Let's say, where Gemara is going to qualify, let's say she starts by taking it in the Rishus HaRabim, then she plays with it, rolls the food, into a Rishus HaYachid. Where did she do the Hezek? In the Rishus HaRabim or the Rishus HaYachid? What exactly is the Gemara's case? Hey, Chidami, what's the case? Gom dekaima omir b'Rishus HaYachid. She went into someone else's Rishus, and there was a pile of grain. She plays with it, rolls with it, and rolls it all the way into the Rishus HaRabim. If you look at the final Achila that was in the Rishus HaRabim, So then she's potter. If you look at it in the Rishus Hayachid, then she should be chayiv. Tashman Tani Rabbi Chim Masoy, a package of food, Miktsasai Bifnim u Miktsasai Bachutz. If part of it was in the Rishus Hayachid, part of that is in the Rishus Hayachid, chayeves. So the halacha is if she eats from it, the animal is chayiv. Achla Bachutz, but if she's Bachutz and she eats from it, Ptura. My love, Miskal Galasi. What was the case? That she rolled it out from Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Hayachid. Says Gemara, lo, ema achla al mashe bifnim chayeves. If she eats from the part of the masui that's inside the Rishus Hayachid chayeves, al mashe b'chutz p'tura. That's one way of deflecting the raya, and therefore our shaila has not been solved. Ibaisem, or else we could learn the case is ki ka'amar Rabbi Chiya. This case that Rabbi Chiya was talking about, b'psila das pasta. We're talking about leaves of shachas that are very, very long, that start in the Rishus Hayachid and spread out into the Rishus Harabin. Now when the animal eats these long shoots, it drags all of the shoots to where it is. So then in such a case, the halacha is, achla b'fnim chayeves, that if the animal is inside, it dragged it all inside. In contrast to the case of Miskalgal, that's an entirely different type of case, and therefore you can't infer. Okay, so Rabbi Zeira's Shaila doesn't seem to be solved by our Gemara. We learn in our Mishnah that it's not normal for an animal to eat a ksus. Ahaya. When the Mishnah says, Achlo ksusu kelim is potter, asks the Gemara that the Mishnah has a longer sentence and it's hard for us to read. The Mishnah says, "Achlo ksus okelim mishalim chatzi nezek." B'medvar memurim birshus hanizik ala birshus harabim is potter. When we said ala birshus harabim is potter, what's that going on? Amar Rav akulu. Rav says that's going on all of the above cases. What does that mean? That in a case of where an owl meets ksus and kelim in the birshus harabim, then you're potter. Why? Explains the Gemara, my Tana kol mishana uboach harishina bo potter. That if an individual came along and he put his objects in the Rishus Haram, it's not normal to do that, and then an animal comes along and eats it, so then even though the animal should be chayev, chetzi nezek, but shina bo, it's potter. So that's how Rav read the Mishnah. The Rav said that when we said it's going back onto the case of Chuksusu Kelim. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, it's not going back in that case. Lo Shanu, it's beginning a new topic. That only applies that you're going to be Potter Bershus Haram Elpeyus V'Yirakos. Avo Chuksusu Kelim Chayeves. But Chuksusu Kelim, you're going to be Chayev? Because he owes Kolum Mishanu Bachar V'Shina Boy is Chayev. Chen Amar Shlokish Akul, and that's also how Rishlokish learned as well. Continues the Gemara four lines before the wide and Chafam at Aleph. Va'azdu Resh Lakish Litameh. And Resh Lakish is consistent. I'm Resh Lakish. Shtei paros b'Rishus Haram. If you have two animals, two cows in Rishus Haram, achas revutza, one's jumping around not in a normal manner, v'achas ma'alechas, and one's going in a normal manner. Ba'ata ma'alechas b'revutza, the one who's walking in a normal manner, kicks the one who's jumping around, p'tura. Then it's potter. Why? Because it's b'Rishus Harabim with a shinui. In other words, the one that is jumping around is not acting normally, and therefore the one who's walking is potter. However, revutza bimaleches, if the revutza kicks the maleches, then chayeves, then it's chayev. Normally, the halacha is that Bereshus Harabim both have the right to walk. However, since the one that's walking is walking in a normal manner, so then the revutza is going to be chayiv. Rashi explains that the chiddush of Reish Lakish is the first halacha, that we said, bata mahaleches berevutza is potter. Why? Why is the mahaleches potter? Normally, berushus harabim you're chayiv. Who cares about the fact that the other animal is revutza? The answer is, to call it mishane, kagon zu, sherovtza, then v'ba'achar v'shina, Reish Lakish holds, is going to be potter, like the shita of
Rav. I might have misspoken earlier, V'chenam Rish Lakish Akulu, that Rish Lakish is like the Shita of Rav, and not like the Shita of Shmuel. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Lo Yishanu, on the first wide line, Ela Peros V'Yirakos. This only applies to fruits and vegetables. Aval Ksus V'Kelim Chayeves. But if it's Ksus and Kelim, you're Chayev. Leimele Rabbi Yechonon. Less like the Rish Lakish. It's seen that Rabbi Yechonon is not like Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish said, Kol Mishana Ba'achav Hashina Bo Potter, and eating Ksus V'Kelim should be Potter. Says the Gemara, Lo. So even though Rish Lakish said, Afilu B'Shtei Peiros, Lo. La'olam Isle Ksus. Really, the Halach is Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rish Lakish. However, Rabbi Yochanan makes the following split. Ksus Avdi Inshe Demachi Glimia Apit Upit Pachi. It's normal for people to leave their shirts outside, and the reason they're doing that is to have them wear air out. Avol behem alav orche, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan would agree with the klal. Kol mishana ba'achav v'shina bo patur, but ksus v'kelim is not ba'achav v'shina bo. We learned in our Mishnah, the Gemara continues five lines into the wide. Vimnenis mishalemes mashanenis. Even though it's berushus harabim, nevertheless, even though the halacha is that shenis patur berushus harabim, you have to pay for the hano. Vikama, how much? Rabba Amir, our case was where it eats Amir, Dmei Amir, the value of Amir. Rav Amir, Dmei Saorim Bezol. No, the cheapest type of food. In other words, the animal is saving the owner a meal. So according to Rabba, it's the meal of Amir, a pile of grain. And Rava says it's the cheapest type of barley. Tanya Kaval say the Rabba, Tanya Kaval say the Rava. We have a Bryce like Rabba and a Bryce like Rava. Tanya Kaval say the Rabba, Bshimai Chayomer, and Mishal's Mishalemes, El Dmei Amir Bilvad. We learned that Rabbi Shimon Yochai said you only pay Dmei Amir. Tanya Kaval say the Rava. We learned according to Rava, Nananis, Mishalemes, Mashananis, Ketzat Ochla, Kav O Kavaim, Ain Amir Tisham Dmei, and El Omdom, Kamal, the Mrotzalachel, Behemto, Dover Roy Law, Afalpi Shaino Rogil. Even if it's not normal for the animal to eat a whole pile of wheat, you have to pay that. Lefichach, achla chitin odavar haralo, ptura. Chitim and other things are not good for the animal. So therefore, you don't have to pay, because you only have to pay that which it's the eating of the animal saved you from a meal. Rashi clarifies, we might not have spelled this out, that demei saorin is actually more expensive than demei sa'ir, and therefore, even if the animal ate sa'orin, nevertheless, he only has to pay demei amir. That's the opinion of Rabba. Rava says demei sa'orin, which is actually more. Gemara continues seven lines from the bottom. This is a new Gemara. We're going to stop over here, take a break over here. Bezer Hashem, we will come back later and continue. I'm in Beit Shemesh now, and I want to go to try to daven in Yerushalayim, as well as there is a farewell party in the yeshiva at the end of the Zman for the Rabbeim themselves, and Be'ezer Hashem pick up a couple Sfarim. So Be'ezer Hashem, I hope to pick up in a few hours with Chaf Amabez, starting from Amalei Chizron Bar Chama, seven lines from the bottom. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Chaf Amad Aleph in Maseches Bava Kama.